Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It might have been when they had the NBA All-Star festivities and they had half of it at Brooklyn, half of it at the Garden a few years back.
Right, yeah.
And I'm walking on the mezzanine level after checking out the Boomer and Carton Grill. Mm-hmm. And there's a guy sitting all by himself drinking a beer. Sitting there like you and I would be sitting there. Nothing special about him. Paul McCartney.
I would have liked that very much.
Yeah, yes. Just normal dude.
Sitting just by himself drinking a beer?
Sitting by himself at one of those
Would you have freaked out, C-Mac?
Yes.
Cocktail table.
That's like the
tops.
One.
Yeah?
What would you have said to him if you went over to him in a moment of quiet peace? What would you have said?
I don't know.
You don't have an answer?
Yeah, I kind of do, but I don't want to get too sad. I would say something about my
you
father.
You meant the world to me and my dad. We bonded over
sweet.
Your music.
Yeah, that's
when
sweet.
You're doing Wings was phenomenal.
Right. Love Ram. I would give him all the odds. So, no, but I would. I would say something like, you know, I lost my dad and my fondest memories of listening to your music. Thank you very
would
much.
Would you ask for a hug?
No, I wouldn't ask for a hug.
You wouldn't go in for that?
Why are you making him feel bad about loving Paul McCartney, him and his father?
No,
you and your father bonded over the supplemental draft in 2001, and he bonded with his dad over the
I get
Beatles.
That. I'm thinking what I would do if I met someone that I idolized.
If I have to interrupt, I apologize.
Home. Yeah, go ahead.
Noah Syndergaard has just put the following out on Twitter 12 minutes ago. Something exciting coming.
Yeah.
And it's a picture of SpongeBob waiting.
Right.
Just following through the pages of a book, not paying attention.
What does it mean?
Waiting for
what
something.
What does it all mean, Craig? Tell me.
Something exciting
who's
coming.
Who's in the deal?
No, I know what it is.
What is it?
It's a topless video of him throwing pitches down in Florida somewhere.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's very likely to be something that would cause me, you, and most people listening to say, really? That's it? Like, it's not going to be Trevor Bauer. It's not going to be a contract extension. It's not going to be anything exciting like that. He's going to announce he's got a new sneaker coming out. He's going to announce, I've challenged Mr. Med into a boxing
match.
He's
not going to be ready to pitch to what, June, they're saying?
Sandy told us June. Yeah.
June, right? Yep. Which would be, that's like acquiring a free agent.
Oh, don't give me
that. Deadline. Ooh, Noah Syndergaard.
You got to admit, it would be kind of sneaky smart to try to get him on an extension. Get him down.
Why?
Why? Because he's coming off Tommy John. You'll pay a lot less.
Why would you pay him anything?
It's a risk-reward.
I wouldn't give him an extension. He may not be able to pitch ever again.
Do you think that's the case?
I don't know. I know most guys do come back and are able to pitch, but I don't
know. Craig, my only point is this. If Noah Syndergaard comes back in June, and let's say he's great, say he dominates, he's going to get paid next year. You'd agree with that. He's still relatively young. He's got a little bit of a track record.
Figure if he gets, what do you think, 12 starts?
Yeah.
15 maybe?
Trevor Bauer's about to get paid off 12 starts.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Okay, so you're with me. So if you said, look, we bank on the fact Noah is going to be great, you wouldn't try to get him on a low money kind of 3 or 4 year deal? I would take that risk.
I wouldn't do it today.
Oh, I would. I would take that risk, yeah.
That to me, that's that could be foolish money
it
spent.
It could be brilliant.
How much money are you talking about? 3 years?
What are you talking
15 per?
Yeah, what did Severino get, C-Mac, when they extended him before his injury? Do you remember?
I think it's $10 million a year. I think it was like 7 for 70.
So what I would look at is, be more than that, I would try to get him on a 3-year, let's say $13 million a year. He wouldn't do it, but that's what I would try to do.
3 for 39 before he throws a pitch.
Before he throws a pitch, yeah.
Well, listen, that's...
Oh, I would do it.
There's a lot of upside to it.
I'm that's a big fan
and
of that kind
of... It becomes very tradable if you had to trade it, if he's any good.
Well,
I get it.
It's like, would you...
But he'd be pissed.
By the way,
that was the Aaron Hicks contract. 4 for $40 with Severino.
So yeah, so $10 million a year.
$10 million a year.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's what I would do.
He seems like the kind of guy that would be really pissed a year from now. Like if he was money good and was killing it, he might come back and say, "Wah."
Too bad.
Don't you think?
Then why'd you sign the extension?
Well, there's two sides of the coin.
I don't think Noah would do it because I think Noah's a confident guy.
So let me
ask
you a question.
Say, I want to pitch.
Do you think the exciting news coming, according to Syndergaard, is A, something totally about him?
Yes.
B, something about the team?
No.
Or C, something that has nothing to do with baseball?
I'm going to say something about him that no one will really care about.
Got it.
Like, it may be a joke. Hey, I'm challenging Mr. Met to a boxing match. It may be something, like, really good, like, charitable. I don't want to diminish that at all.
Okay.
But it's going to be something that's not what Met fans right now in his mentions are dreaming of. Because I think right now Met fans are waiting on Bauer. That's, like, their focus. It's my focus. I'm a Met fan. I know what it's like.
Okay.
I think that's
don't think Syndergaard's breaking the Bauer story, do you?
I'm not saying he is.
I'm saying. You think it's more about him, something that's totally Syndergaard related.
And he's needling because he knows that's what Met fans are thinking about.
Right.
I don't believe it's an extension at all. I was just merely making a baseball point to you that I would take that gamble. Right. I would. I've always said that. I'm a big fan of stuff like that.
Here's Mark in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Mark, good afternoon. How are you? Hi, Mark.
All right.
Here's Hondo. Sorry. Just tell Mark to call right back. We'll put you right on. Don't worry. We'll stay till 8 o'clock if we have to.
Really?
Hondo's in Yonkers. Hondo, game. What's up?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Great. Good luck on the GA. You up for good work.
Thank you.
Very, very serious.
I wish I could hear more of what you had to say.
Okay. This one's for Evan. Evan, I'm quitting the Mets offseason
I apologize. Your phone's just shot, Hondo.
I don't know what he said. Something about the Met offseason?
I don't know.
I don't know what he said.
Couldn't really understand.
Yeah, I can't answer
it. I wish
I
could because I'm sure it was very valuable.
0 for 2.
Here's Mark in Cherry Hill. Mark, good afternoon.
Hey, Craig. How are you doing? Hey, Evan.
How are you?
First time, long time.
All right. Thank you.
I haven't called the station ever. I've been listening since 1990. I'm a 40-year-old diehard Met fan like Evan.
Nice.
I hope Craig will turn the Met way. We don't know about that. I guess we'll out when that date comes.
It's coming up March 31st. We're preparing the balloons now.
All righty. Well, you know, depending on your response to what I'm going to propose the Mets do right now will be if you're a true Met fan.
Wow.
Go. You ready?
Wow. Go.
Here we go. Evan. You're the diehard Arenado guy. You wanted him in the beginning. And I feel like you think, and I don't blame you, that since we got Lindor in a trade, it's too much to ask the Mets to make another crazy trade.
Right.
But this is unique. This is unique in that you have a guy here that the Rockies want to dump. They don't want to pay him $35
million. Right.
I have the perfect trade, which would help the Mets. And this trade I thought of over the weekend before they were willing to go in on Bauer because it would keep them under the threshold for this year.
Right.
They go ahead, they take Familia, they take Davis, who now becomes useless. That's $14 million this year together.
Okay.
And they take Cano, which is only 1 year for the Rockies to pay next year, which is $22 million.
Okay.
And now they go ahead and they take on Arenado instead of Bauer, who I like Bauer, by the way. If they take Bauer, they're very happy. But this one gives them the best defensive and offensive team.
Wait, so you're giving the Rockies J.D. Davis, Jairus Familia, and Robbie Cano? I don't know if that's going to be enough.
No, but Evan, look at all the reports. It sounds crazy, but you look at the Rockies. They have 6 years left of $35 million. No one wants to touch that contract.
Okay.
Except the Mets can afford it, and the Rockies would be on the hook for those other two.
Look, Nolan Arenado is a tremendous, tremendous baseball player. And all I said a few weeks ago was Lindor versus Arenado. I think Arenado's a better player. Doesn't mean I'm not excited about Lindor. It just means I would have preferred Nolan Arenado. I don't know how realistic that is. He's making $35 million a year, and if he doesn't opt out, which I'm not sure he ever will, you've got him locked in for the next 6 years. I just don't know budget-wise. Are the Mets thinking of give Lindor $300 million? Are they thinking of sign Conforto for $150 million?
Well, let me ask you a question.
I don't know.
If you had a choice, would you rather have Arenado as a Met or would you rather have Trevor Bauer as a Met?
I mean, Arenado is better, but I also love the idea of building a mega pitching staff. I don't have to give anything up for Trevor Bauer.
Well, J.D. Davis is gone. We know that.
Yeah.
The way they talk about him.
Is he gone? Who's going to play third base then?
Well, you get a third baseman.
You know what I'd like right now?
No, again.
No, sorry.
I gave it to you. I thought I laid it out pretty simply. You have a choice right now because the money is going to be very close. And the money they didn't spend on Springer in hand.
Right.
Again, forget about who you have to include in a trade. Let's just assume they could figure that out.
No, and Arenado.
Would you sign up for Arenado's contract or not?
I think Arenado is so good that even though the pitching thing is more appealing,
sure.
I think Nolan Arenado is so good as a platinum glove defensive third baseman, as a guy who I still think has a few more big-time offensive years left in him. Yeah, I'd answer Nolan Arenado. See, I
so they
it.
Pulled off Lindor without us knowing about it.
That'd be something.
We said this the other day.
That'd be something.
$38 million was what they were ready to spend on Hand and on
Springer. Right.
They didn't spend that money. It is not just logical, it is factual that they will now pivot and you look to spend that type of money elsewhere before the season starts. Now, there's a chance that the Jarrett Porter stuff may have made them a little less hot to trot on Trevor Bauer. I don't know that to be factual, but it's possible that they're hearing, you know, what people are talking about in the chat rooms and this and that about Trevor Bauer's bullying on social media, which he has done, which he's apologized for, but he clearly has done it. There's a track record of it.
Mm-hmm.
He's also not a guy that has had 5 years of, oh my God, this might be one of the best pitchers in baseball, but he's had a couple.
Arenado.
And then you have the guy who's the best third baseman in baseball.
No, the more I think about it, it's not even, thought about it. It's Nolan Arenado for two reasons. I do agree with our last caller that the Rockies would have to take back some contracts, which offsets the fact that Nolan makes $35 million a year, and he's just better. I love pitching. Give me that mega rotation. Nolan Arenado is one of the 10 best players in baseball. Trevor Bauer is a pitcher who I'm high on, who I think will be good the next 3 or 4 years, but there's questions to that.
Yep.
I am not concerned about Arenado leaving Colorado. I'm not concerned about Arenado being 30-31. So,
and remember the reports that came out 6 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And what was that report? We asked Sandy Olsen about it. That Colorado specifically reached out to the New York Mets and said, hey, are you interested? Now, what's amazing about that story is it kind of just disappeared because the Mets got Lindor.
And Arenado rumors have disappeared too, Craig.
Yep.
They're not even around anymore. You don't hear anything about him.
If Sandy Alderson pulled off getting Nolan Arenado.
And Lindor in the same offseason.
Sheesh. You have the best left side of an infield that's played baseball in a very long time.
And you know what? As far as center field's concerned, you can bring back Juan Ligueras at this point for defense. Like, it's not, you'll live because that lineup would be that good.
That's why Nimmo's praying that it happens.
Sure.
Yeah. Every day starting center field for the New York
Nolan
Mets.
Nolan Arenado. Yeah, I mean, I just don't know where the Rockies are right now. I think
they're in Colorado.
Thank you. I think our brain cells tell us, come on, he's making $35 million a year. They want to move him. Because he also has an opt-out, which we have to keep in mind. But I also just don't think at 31 years old in the climate baseball's in right now that Nolan Arenado is going to walk away from 5 years at $30 million a year.
Okay, so let me ask you this question.
I find that tough to believe.
You're Mr. Met right now. J.D. Davis, Robbie Cano, Pete Alonso.
No. Why'd you get Pete Alonso involved?
I'm trying to sweeten the pot.
No.
Why not?
Because I don't have to. That's the reason. I don't have to. It's not because I wouldn't do it or he's not as good. It has nothing to do with that. I don't have to. This makes me think of an argument I had with Mike once. Mike's like, would you trade Jose Reyes for Johan Santana? I said, no. He's like, you're an idiot. Santana's one of the best pitchers in baseball. I said, no. I don't have to. And I was right. They didn't have to. So I don't have to.
Okay.
If the Rockies are trading Nolan Arenado, I don't have to trade them Pete Alonso.
Dom Smith.
I don't have to. Nope.
So you wouldn't do that?
I don't have to.
Jeff McNeil.
I don't have to. Keep trying. J.D. Davis and I will have to give them prospects. I understand.
You have to give them something.
Right? No, I'm not giving them J.D. Davis.
It ain't just going to be J.D. Davis and Robbie Cano.
I said that to our obviously.
Right.
But I think that's the question. Like, how much do you truly have to give? The one thing that surprised us about Lindor, I think most of us, is the Mets didn't give up that much.
No.
I think the same may be to the more extreme with Arenado. He's older than Lindor. He's got a potential long-term deal of making $35 million a year, and there are going to be teams that wonder about Coors Field.
Listen,
I'm not worried.
I think the sure thing that Arenado is as a player over the wild card that Trevor Bauer is on the field and off the field.
I answered it.
I think it's a no-brainer.
What?
I think it's Nolan Arenado all day.
In fairness, when you asked me the question, I gave it some thought.
Well, I appreciate that.
I answered Nolan Arenado, and now, what are we, 5 minutes later? Yeah.
Now you're emboldened by your thought.
I'm emboldened by it. Sometimes I have that. Second thoughts. I say, well, let me give this more thought. But I am emboldened by Nolan. Sometimes it's simple. You don't have to get it too complicated. Mm. Nolan Arenado is much better at what he does than Trevor Bauer is at what he does. As much as I'd love that pitching staff look,
yeah.
I mean, you have a chance to get best third baseman in baseball.
Would you give up J.D. Davis and Noah Syndergaard?
I don't have to. Nor would the Rockies want him on a contract year of Tommy John.
Wouldn't that be funny if that was Syndergaard's big name?
Yes, it's big news. Imagine that in a contract year of Tommy John. I'm going to Coors Field, everybody. I'll see y'all later.
Yeah, right.
Nah, it wouldn't have to be that. That's my reasoning. It's not, I wouldn't do it. It doesn't have to be that. You would have to, in all seriousness, I think they would have to take a contract back, whether it's Cano or Familia. You'd have to give him J.D. Davis. And I think you're talking about two or three good prospects. Doesn't have to even necessarily be the greatest prospects. Because, again, what's the market for him? But it's not going to have to be Dom Smith. It's not going to have to be Pete Alonso. It's not going to have to be that. What are you laughing about, Chuckles?
I'm laughing that Andrew Martian and Brian Costello can't help themselves.
What happened now?
What? How many hours ago did I put out the A-Rod sitting on the hammock thing? At least two hours ago.
Yeah.
So now they're in on it. Now we see it. So Martian puts out that he gives A-Rod 5 for 5 on his clicker meter. And then Brian Costello writes, hey, Andrew, is he on a hammock?
Pathetic. Trolling.
They are your enemies right now.
I mean, just so stupid.
Who do you dislike more, Brian Costello or Andrew Martian?
Listen, they both follow me.
Okay, but which one do you dislike?
I don't think Costello does. He may not.
Which one right now are you more? I don't want to say dislike.
I'm not
maybe
the one that I find it comical.
Which one do you... I think they're both good
at what they do.
Oh, nice. Look at that.
I just think it's funny. You know, a little late to the party, boys.
Hey, by the way.
What?
By the way, yeah. I just checked in on the Bonds poll on Twitter.
Yeah.
He is sinking like a ship. It's not even close.
No, you don't sink like a ship. You sink like a rock.
Thank you. Can I try that again? Hey, Craig, I just checked the Barry Bonds poll on Twitter. Would you vote for Bonds in the Hall of Fame? Maybe you need 75%.
Yeah.
He's sinking like a rock. I was thinking of the Titanic, but I didn't want to say it because I feel bad.
Titanic sank like a rock.
Yeah,
it didn't sink like a ship.
I don't like mentioning the Titanic.
Why?
A lot of people
you knew
died.
Somebody on it?
Well, too soon.
It's almost like it never even happened.
No, it happened.
But not really.
A lot of people died, man.
It's a terrible tragedy.
We don't mock Titanic. We don't mock
Pearl Harbor.
Because
the movie.
No, don't, it's not the movie. It's because it's an
Please
event.
Please don't compare the Titanic to Pearl Harbor.
I'm not comparing it. I'm
you
saying
just
we don't
did.
Mock
don't do
events
that.
Where people died.
God,
we mock
shouldn't.
The Civil War? Are we mocking Gettysburg? You having a chuckle over that? You think Bay of Pigs is funny?
Bay of Pigs.
It ain't funny.
Bay of Pigs isn't anywhere close to the Civil
I'm
War,
not compa-
Pearl Harbor, or the Titanic.
God. People died.
The Bay of Pigs?
People died. What a mess up that was by Kennedy. Jeez.
Oh, here we go.
Man, that was just... What are we doing? Craig, what are we doing?
We're not doing anything. We're not doing anything. But we're not comparing the Titanic to Pearl Harbor. Please.
Okay.
Take that back.
I'm comparing any sad event. I'm saying let's not mock it. We're not mocking the Civil War, are we? We mocking
I don't know.
That? We mocking deaths?
We mock the people that dress up like, you know, revolutionary soldiers.
Well, that's them. We're mocking
them. And go out
them.
And have fake fights in, you know. No, we mock we mock Civil War reenactors, don't we?
Do we? But we don't mock Titanic.
Well, we do kind of
by saying it sunk like Titanic. I feel bad. I don't want to do it.
That's a don't do it.
Okay. Well, I'm
How
not.
About the Lusitania? Is that better for you?
No.
Prefer that?
No.
A German U-boat which sank the Lusitania?
No, I don't.
It's okay
think
to mock that.
No, I'm not. Am
and
I?
A Semite.
Am I? Shut up. What was I saying? Oh yeah. So. Barry Bonds' Hall of Fame candidacy on our Twitter poll has sunk
like
a rock.
There you go.
He is at 70% yes, 30% no. You need 75% to get into the Hall of Fame.
Well, the listeners have another 35 minutes to speak on Barry
Bonds.
It's
over. Stop the count. It's over.
877-337-6666.
How about that? And I disagree with them. But that, here's the reminder. Here's the lesson here, Craig.
Yeah.
75% is a big number.
As it should be.
That's all I'm saying.
As it should be. You're talking about immortality.
I'm just, my point
is. Shouldn't immortality come at a... at a big number?
I'm not complaining. I agree with you, but that's how difficult it is. That's why when you say or anyone says, I can't believe they didn't elect anybody,
yeah.
You need 75% of the vote. We just gave the people on Twitter Barry freaking Bonds, and they said, no.
By the way, did you see that there's new COVID-19 tests? But rather than do a nasal swab or a blood test, it's a different type of swab.
You want to tell me the swab?
Tushy.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You wouldn't say yes to that?
No.
Yeah, so there's a, they're, I guess, testing a new rectal swab.
Why, Craig?
As opposed to a nasal swab.
Why?
I would prefer that one.
Which one, the tushy or the nose?
The tush.
Why?
Because the thing jammed up your nose. Have you ever had that done?
Yeah, I have had six times.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't like
it's
it either.
It's really uncomfortable. Like, it makes me choke.
Okay, what do you think the other end
I don't though? Mind that. It's like when you were a kid and you used to get the thermometer.
When's all the right. last time you had that?
Been a long time.
Okay.
Long
Do
time.
Do you think it may be different now as a 36-year-old man?
But I feel like you feel like, you know, I don't know.
I know. Not good.
I think I'd sign up for that.
No.
Well, Big Mac, how about you? Nasal or tushy?
See, I think the tushy is just the same amount of bothersome.
No,
it's,
no,
the,
no,
it's
less.
It's probably less. More. I agree with that. But no, it's more it's the indignity. I don't want to have to have someone swipe like if it was if they send it to your house and yeah. I can choose which one, then it's up for debate. But if
is
I got
it?
A ghost, yeah.
But how do you do it yourself?
Well, you'd have to have your wife do it.
Okay, so.
Well, not really. Why?
Well, I guess you could do it in theory. You could.
Why couldn't I do it?
You're not doing it.
We do other things that we clean ourselves down there without anybody.
Different. It's completely different.
I don't need anybody's help with that.
You're not doing it.
No, I appreciate what C-Mac's saying. You could do it yourself if you had to. Yeah.
I don't think so.
But I don't want to go somewhere and have someone up
well,
in there.
When you get to a certain age, you're going to have
that's different.
You know, your thingy checked. What's
well,
it called?
Prostate.
Exam.
Well, you have to do that for health.
So this could be for health.
I mean, this is
but you
health.
Have options. If they can check, I can walk into an office and they go up my nose and check my prostate, I'd sign up for that.
I would sign up for the rectal swab in a minute.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I'd go twice.
Twice? Why?
To make sure they got it.
You had so much fun the first time.
Why are you here, Doc? I told you what I told you what to tell the doctor when you go for your your prostate check.
Yes.
You got to earn that copay, Doc. You put my pants down. That's right. I'm not messing around. Yeah, but that's a true story.
I know. That's
they
crazy.
Are tested a whole new type
Why,
of a swabbing.
Though? I think the nose thing
I don't know.
Is fine.
Because it's more accurate. In the story I read, it said it could more be more accurate.
Why would it be more accurate?
I don't know.
Why not make what we already have more accurate? How about that?
Well, they're trying to find the best ways to make it more accurate
by using a different orifice.
Yeah, try saliva, which they have. Try the nose. Even a blood test. Why would you want to go up there? I don't want that. I'm signing up.
I'm in.
If it saves lives and gets better testing and quicker testing, then we should all bend over in for America.
That's right.
Bend over for America. That's going to be your slogan when you run for office.
Bend over for America.
C-Mac 2032. Bend over for America.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're talking about. So if you read it on the news tonight, you know where you heard it. And you can decide for yourself. You either want a cotton swab up your schnoz. Or back door. I'd go back door.
Schnoz.
877-337-6666. Tommy just had a flashback to a rave party back in 2006. Carton Roberts on the fan.
We are live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Fellow New Yorkers, you can play the New York Lottery games right now on your phone. Powerball, Mega Millions, New York Lotto, and all your favorite games now available right now on your phone. Download the Jackpocket app right now and use the code RADIO for a free ticket. Use Jackpocket to play from home and avoid the store. Must be 18 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 877-HOPE-NY. Please visit jackpocket.com/TOS for full terms of service.
Hey, real quick, don't hit that. The Titanic did not sink like a rock. Dan and Carter makes a good point. It actually took a very long time to go all the way to the bottom. And a good job by Andrew Marchand. acknowledging that I did tweet about the Havoc first.
That makes you feel better?
So I feel good. We're all on the same page here. Everybody getting along.
So just you getting all. A little bit of Twitter credit from Marshawn's enough to make
I appreciate that he acknowledges where something took place first. That's all. So I appreciate they did a good job on that. They made their ballots public as well. Mm-hmm. And you know, stand by the picks that they made. So there you go. So all good. Everyone's getting along. And listen, there's a lot of bad things in life. So why not have a good time?
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
That's beautiful.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan.
Great.
It's Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
What else? And it looks like the Blue Jays no longer have an interest in Bauer, supposedly.
Why? Because they signed Marcus Semien to a one-year deal? Very good signing.
I don't know why, but that's what they say.
Yeah, they need pitching, man. I'll say this. If you're the Yankees, the Blue Jays are the one team in the American League East that's gotten better. But they still don't have enough starting pitching in my book.
And apparently it's a very slow sports day because if you do go to the New York Post, here's your stories of importance. Longtime Giants killer retiring again. That is a story about?
Chad Wheeler.
No. No.
Killer? Long That's what I'm thinking of. Giants oh, not long killer. Time. He was only there for 2 years. Christmas. He was an attempted killer. No. What a maniac that guy is.
I'll tell that story in a second.
Oh, sorry. I'll be confused.
Any idea?
I say that one more time.
Longtime Giants killer.
I misinterpreted everything. Oh, Jason Witten retired.
Jason Witten, yes.
I'm sorry.
Story number two is the Chad Wheeler story. Oh, there's a God. Guy, Chad Wheeler was with the Giants for a minute.
2 years, yeah.
He's now with the Seahawks. He's offensive tackle. Apparently, he's bipolar and was off his meds. And while off his meds, he violently attacked and choked his girlfriend. Mm.
Dude, I tried to read the details. I got a stomach ache. So disgusting.
He thought he had killed her.
Yeah.
And she's out, passed out cold on the bed, and he goes to eat cereal nonchalantly. She then comes to, because he had choked her out, I guess, and then runs to the bathroom to lock herself in the bathroom to hide from this, you know, monster.
Yeah.
As she's going to the bathroom, he kind of flippantly, according to the report, says, "Oh, you're alive?" and continues to eat his cereal. Now, he has since come out. He was arrested, released on $400,000 bond. Quote, "Events that happened over the weekend that transpired from a manic episode. I am deeply sorry for the pain and suffering that I've caused to Aaliyah," the girlfriend, "and her family. I apologize." So that's what he said. Mm-hmm. So he is he's bipolar. He's on meds for it. Didn't take the meds, and unfortunately,
he attempted to kill his girlfriend.
She
it's disgusting.
She paid the price for his craziness.
I understand he's got other issues, but that is not that those tweets that he fired off today, trying to blame it on that. It ain't going to work. I don't think the guy should ever play football ever again.
No, I don't think he is. I mean, no one's going to sign him, obviously, nor should they.
No.
And he'll probably go to prison for it. Maybe.
Awful. Disgusting reading that stuff.
He then said, "I apologize profusely for the turmoil that I've caused to my family, teammates, fans, and those closest to me. The most important thing right now is that Aaliyah gets the care she needs and I get help. Yeah. Both are happening. It's time for me to walk away from football, get the help I need to never again pose a threat to another. I cannot express my sorrow or remorse enough. I am truly ashamed." All right, listen. Terrible story. He may do time. Hopefully she is okay. And listen, this mental health's real, man.
No, I get that. He's got to do
time. No excusing it. No,
no,
no. He's
got to do time.
But,
he's basically admitting what he did.
He may not. He may not.
Wow.
There's no guarantee that he does.
All right,
but
well.
He certainly needs help.
Yeah.
You know, medical help. So that's one. So that's the second biggest story. You know what the next biggest story is, Evan? Like I said, it's a slow day, I guess.
I'm going to guess.
Over at the New York Post headquarters.
I'm going to guess it's related to you.
No.
Did you say something controversial?
Ain't got nothing to do with me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Nope. And did you just cheat and take a look?
No, I swear to God. Look, I'm on Twitter. No idea.
All right.
Let me go with this. I got one.
Good.
Mitchell Robinson deletes a tweet after last night's loss to the Jets.
That was earlier in the day, yes. Mitchell Robinson wants to know when he's going to play again.
How about he starts playing better?
Exactly.
I mean, in all seriousness, I'm a fan of Mitch. He has gone backwards this year.
Nope. I'm going to give you the headline. You tell me if you can fill in what the story is just based on the headline.
And I'm not looking. Go ahead.
So I'm only going to give you the headline.
I'm excited.
You tell me what the story is about.
Hit me.
Okay? Mm-hmm. WFAN.
It's WFAN related?
Yeah. Yeah. Big news day. WFAN Nets fanatic.
Oh, God.
Joins Full Court on Flatbush podcast.
Oh, yeah. I did that pod today. Yeah.
Oh, give me a break.
How is that a headline?
That's one of their top five stories of the day.
That's a top story of the day? Yeah. Are you upset I didn't tell you
no,
I did that?
No, but if I worked for that newspaper, I'd start looking for work.
That's not nice.
Yeah, that paper's going to fold pretty soon, just like most of them do.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that?
You're a mean guy,
so there
man.
You go. I'm not mean at all.
How is that a top story?
That's my point. That's why they're going out of business.
I had fun with the guys, talk a little Nets. You know who's on that podcast?
Yes, Kerry Kittles.
Kerry Kittles! I love that guy. Loved him as a Net.
Because he took you to an NBA final.
Now, well, he didn't take us. He was a part of taking us to the NBA
Kidd
final.
Did, my bad.
Well, yeah, but he was a big part of the transition from bad team to
his
good team.
His time in Westchester.
But they took Kerry Kittles over Kobe Bryant. I didn't bring that up to Kerry.
Kobe Bryant would not have played here. Tom, what do you got?
How do you know that?
Because he only wants to play for the Lakers. That's
Stop it.
What's up, kid?
Sorry, Tom. What's up?
You know what? I'm starting to disagree with that caller about Arenado. I don't think the Mets have enough to get him, and I don't think it's necessary. You know what? He's aging. He's getting older. It doesn't make sense. They already got Lindor. I think with Bauer, I think he's going to wait till the last possible second before spring training to sign, just so he could farm content. He and his agent are doing great things with respect to just
you know, it's interesting. Content. So, you know, his agent has made herself into a big social media personality, and that is not usually the way it works. So she has enjoyed, and I'm not knocking it, but it's new, it's different, where she has enjoyed becoming well-known, right?
Yeah.
And talking about her clients, and I think she represents Puig as well. And good for her. She's a very successful, very quickly out of the gate, and represents the fact, you know, female agents. Good. It's empowering to young women to know that they can become agents. But they're doing it in a very interesting way that while some people embrace it and love it, it does turn some people off. And what's interesting is, let's see what Bauer ultimately signs for. It's going to be for a boatload of money, not how you cut it. But let's see ultimately if their social media stuff, if they're in your face, trolling of fan bases and videos and this and that, let's see ultimately when the story is told at some point, how many offers they actually got
but do you think
and for how much.
But do you think whatever he ends up with is related to this at all?
I think some teams won't make him an offer at all.
Because of this?
I do.
I don't know if I fully agree with you.
There are still, you have to remember, look at the makeup of still some of the ownership groups. There are still some old school guys that don't like this type of stuff. And we'll never catch up with the technology, social media, how everything's out there for everybody.
Right.
And I think because everything is out there for everybody, and other than Jared Porter, we don't know everything about everyone. I think for some teams, when you see Trevor Bauer's not, like I've said before, a five-year ace.
No, he's not Garrett Cole.
He's
not Max Scherzer. He's not Jake.
I think when you take the financial risk teams might be willing to make on him because of his recent performances, and he is the best starting pitcher available this particular offseason, and then you start adding some of the other crap to it, I think some teams shy away from that.
But
I do.
Here's the problem proving your point. We're living in a weird offseason where most teams are coming off huge losses and most teams don't want to spend.
That's also true.
There already seems to be a market for him. Specifically the Mets and the Angels, there are rumors have made some kind of offer that's probably pretty big.
It's going to be a lot of money.
Okay?
No doubt.
So what team is saying, yeah, I'd love to spend $35 million a year on Trevor Bauer?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a
good
question.
But I don't want to because of social media. I think what's turning people off, and it's a critique you have about him, is the fact that he's not good enough to
he's
a lot
not
of general
worthy of that contract.
Right. And I fully embrace that it's a risk. I'm willing to take the risk. I've given my reasons.
Here's the rub,
but
though.
It's a risk.
So, you know, it's always risk reward. Mm-hmm. So if there's, and I'm of this belief, he's not an ace like Garrett Cole, clearly.
No.
So then it becomes, all right, am I going to spend $100-some-odd million on a guy that's not 100%, you know, a guarantee as much as a guarantee can be. Oh, and by the way, I do have to worry about him when he's not pitching. Garrett Cole's not a worry on social media.
Right.
This guy is.
I just haven't seen an indication of teams not being interested that have the money that clearly should be, but they're not, and you can kind of point the lines towards maybe it's the social media stuff.
And by the way, here's the difference. Mm-hmm. Trevor May is more on social media than even Bauer is. Trevor May is not a problem. There's a big difference.
Well, no. You know what the big difference is? No. The big difference is Trevor Bauer's asking for $250 million.
Sure.
Trevor May got what?
But my point is Trevor May is as active as any pro athlete is.
Right.
With Twitch and all that stuff.
Right.
But it's not in the same ilk as Trevor Bauer. Trevor May is literally challenging people on Minecraft.
Because people don't care about Trevor May.
But you follow what I'm saying?
I do, but do you follow what
I'm
saying?
Trevor Bauer's trolling people.
Right, but don't you think it's the star power that also, that's also different?
I don't think Trevor Bauer's got star power.
He just won the National League Cy Young.
I know.
He was a prominent member of an Indians rotation that was in the postseason a lot.
I know.
Like, I think he does have prominence.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.